These first-year biology students at Madrid's Autonomous University are among the lucky ones, or so they thought. They're some of the 30% of Spanish youths who go to university, but with the long recession, they're worried that their degrees won't help them get jobs, even 4 years from now.
I'm a biology student. When the crisis hit, they cut funding for scientific research a lot, so I'm sure I'll have to go to another country to do research or whatever, because here there's no guaranteed work in scientific investigation.
It would likely not make them feel any better to meet 27-year-old Silvana Fernandez, a woman with 2 business degrees who that same day was having her first experience in an unemployment line.
They told her that it was a very good career to have, a level degree, and that we would find job very easily, and it wasn't like that. And we are not able to do a normal life of a 27-year-old boy or girl. So.
Fernandez had some temporary jobs after she graduated, just as the crisis was starting, but now even those have disappeared. Like many Spanish professionals, she's thinking of leaving the country.
Here I see that I don't have many opportunities and that my mates are also like me, so that worries me a lot. It's not only me, it's everybody. So.
Experts say that is particularly unfortunate because educated workers will be exactly what Spain needs to rebuild its economy. And millions of less educated Spaniards will need to upgrade their skills so they can work in services or high technology industries. But that's a long and uncertain process that could leave Spain with a generation of discouraged workers, says analyst Guntram Wolf.
We are talking here about a lost generation. I mean, the people between 20 and 30, they are essentially without a job, 50% are without a job. And we know that this is a life experience that marks you for your entire life.
Some Spanish young people who don't yet have to worry about getting jobs are trying to help people affected by the crisis. These students from an expensive private high school volunteer at a food distribution center.
In your life, normally, you live with people who have money, who you can pay everything, and here is people who came here to have a breakfast. It's an experience that I think every people has to live.
And more Spanish young people are living the experience of economic hard times one way or another. Al Pessin, VOA News, Madrid.